بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. We would like to express our condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Within the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House Al Qom to answer today's questions regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his movement. Shaykh Rouhani is over here. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Rouhani. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
One of the major questions regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the year 61 AH is that, was Imam al-Hussein's uprising and movement against Yazid, who was the caliph of his time, legitimate or not? Historically speaking and religiously speaking. What's your answer to that, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Historically talking, according to the historical documents, we see that Imam Hussein alayhi salat was Imam Hussein alayhi salat was salam's resistance against Yazid was legitimate because Yazid was not a legitimate caliph, because according to the peace treaty between Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Muawiyah, father of Yazid, Muawiyah did not have the right to appoint anyone as his successor or khalifa. But unfortunately, so opposed to this agreement, he appointed Yazid, his son, as the caliph. While according to the Muslim scholars, Yazid did not deserve to be caliph because of his personality, his characteristics. And unfortunately, he was appointed as caliph illegally, we can say. So that is why this was one of the main reasons that Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam did not accept the khilafah and the successorship of Yazid.
Yes.
Because it was illegal and illegitimate and against to the peace treaty and agreement between Imam Hassan and Muawiyah.
Was it right after the election of Yazid after caliph, of being a caliph, that he was going to get the allegiance of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, or no, some several years have passed the death of Muawiyah and then did so?
The point is that, of course, he was seeking the bay'ah and taking bay'ah from all the ummah, the Muslim ummah, including Imam Hussein and the other great companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But since the personality and the characteristics of Yazid were in a way that, according to the Muslim ummah, and particularly according to Abu Abdullah alayhi wasallam, he really didn't deserve to be Khalifa and to become Khalifa. So that's why Imam did not pay allegiance to Yazid. So that's why the problem started from this point, that Imam rejected to pay allegiance to Yazid. So, but again, if we look at the story of Ashura and Karbala and the Khilafa of Yazid, son of Muawiyah, we see that when historically talking, what happened during the time of Yazid and during the Khilafah of Yazid, the evidence that the events like Ashura, Karbala, and the his army's attack on Medina and his army's attack on let's say Mecca and the Holy Kaaba, and the way he behaved and treated the companions in Medina, the holy city of Medina, and also the way that the army of Yazid burned the Holy Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram, and they attacked and brutally killed the companions of the Prophet and many, many, let's say, innocent people in the city of Medina and Mecca, and also the way that he brutally and mercilessly killed the children of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household, including Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and Karbala, and the way that they arrested and captured the children of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam as captives. So all these facts shows and indicates that this man, I mean Yazid son of Muawiyah, really did not deserve to be Khalifa for this, for the entire Ummah or the Muslim Ummah.
So his enmity, I mean Yazid's enmity, was not only against Ahlul Bayt and the Hashemites.
Of course not.
He was against the most important pillars of Islam. I mean, who attacks Kaaba and burns the Kaaba. And you know that I've heard that so many, unfortunately, women were raped by his army, okay, in Medina and Mecca.
This is what is narrated, according to the historians. And also the way he killed son of Zubayr, who claimed Khilafah on Mecca, So it was also very much brutal, very much mercilessly kind of evident and sorrowful evidence that happened in the history. And of course, later the Muslim Ummah really confessed and confirmed that Imam Hussein was right.
Mm-hmm.
But it was too late because Yazid did what he could already in Mecca and Medina and Karbala.
Some people might say that why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did not remain silent in such a case. We can say by being silent, he could save his life, at least his own family. But the others might answer it this way, that silence would have meant endorsing tyranny, the tyranny of Yazid, and making resistance a religious duty was a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we read in the Holy Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 110, to enjoy good and forbid evil. Amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar, okay? So Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was after this. And personally speaking, Yazid was a corrupt person, isn't it? He violated the Islamic laws vividly in public.
Yeah, that is what I was saying is this, that when we look at the history, we find that after the event of Ashura, we had many kind of uprisals against Yazid, for example, Qiyam Tawabin, Qiyam Mukhtar Thaqafi, and later Abu Muslim Khurasani, and many other, resistance that started against Amawids.
Mm-hmm.
They were all because of this, that what Yazid did with the Muslim Ummah, the way that he ruled over Ummah, it was the real manifestation of injustice and oppression. So that is why Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam could not keep silent, because historically talking, that part of the history of Islam is really a kind of sorrowful, very sad kind of scenes of Islamic history.
That's
occurred
right.
In that period of the history of Islam. It was in a way that if Imam Hussein alayhi wasalam did not resist, if Ashura and Karbala did not happen, it seems that from the true Islam, from the true message of the Holy Prophet, mm-hmm. from the true teachings of the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, nothing would left to the Muslim Ummah. And a complete alteration, deviation, we can say, would happen. And that is why Imam Hussein thought that without resistance against Yazid, so nothing will remain from the true Islam, the Islam of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the main reason that Imam Hussein could not keep silent.
That's right.
And
do you believe that Yazid's type of and Yazid's style of governance was something new or no? It has started from the very beginning of Islam, at the time of Prophet Muhammad. I mean, his forefathers, or this line of, we can say, type of caliphate or a monarchy, was parallel to the one that we call pure Muhammadan Islam. That was the line of the Ahlul Bayt and Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it existed before, isn't it? And it showed itself in the four violent format at the time of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Is it so?
According to some of the historians, they are of the view that opposition towards Ahlul Bayt, toward Banu Hashim, existed from the very beginning of Islam, particularly Umayyads claimed the Khilafah and the, power from the time that the Prophet ﷺ died. And of course, since before Islam, Abu Sufyan ruled over Mecca and yes. Medina, and they were powerful.
Yes.
So that's why they claimed again power after the demise of the Holy Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
We see that when Uthman, the third caliph, became caliph, Abu Sufyan was really, really happy, and he congratulated to Uthman, because Uthman was Umayyads.
Yes.
And then there is a sentence narrated from Abu Sufyan here that he said that now Khilafah took place in its own appropriate kind of position and place, which is Umayyads.
Okay.
So then they paved the ground for the Khilafah of Muawiyah, and then he paved the ground for the Khilafah of Yazid. So it seems that they had this plan to rule over Arabs and non-Arabs. That is why they tried a lot not to let Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wassalam, Ali,
right.
alayhim salatu wassalam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, to rule over Ummah and to get the position and status of Khalifa and Imam of the Ummah. We can say that this historical science prove that it really happened in the history.
And it was signed, I think, between Muawiyah and Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba in a peace treaty that after Muawiyah, Yazid will not be selected
he was not
as the caliph.
Yeah,
but they violated the peace
exactly.
treaty.
Exactly. One of the reasons that Imam Hussein did not accept Khilafah Yazid was this, that it was a clear violation of the peace agreement between Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba as the legitimate caliph of that time and Muawiyah. So that's why Imam Hussein had the right not to accept, not to confirm the Khilafah of Yazid.
Okay, that's right. And some people might say that this was an innovation by Hussein ibn Ali, not to pay allegiance to the king of his time. But when you look at the text of the Holy Quran, you find that this is a prophetic tradition. How, for instance, Prophet Ibrahim stood against Nimrud. How Prophet Musa stood against Pharaoh. You know, or Jesus Christ even, okay? Prophet Muhammad,
yes,
again, against the kuffar and idol worshippers of his time. So this has been a prophetic tradition that was in the blood of Hussein in order to stood against the tyrants and the oppressors of his time. And Imam al-Hussein through this way prevented the normalization of evil, okay? This is very... We can say a nice topic to be discussed, that when an evil or tyranny is normalized in the eyes of the people, people get used to that and they accept it as something normal. As it was, because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he was standing against the army of the enemy, said that your belly is full of haram mouthful. You become habituated, or you get used to haram income, okay?
Yeah,
or haram food. This is what, we can't say, unfortunately, the haram money and haram income will do that with the people. That's it. Very good, Shaykh Rouhani. Again, we could say that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, as the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, continued the path of his father. Imam Ali alayhi salam also stood against tyranny, against unjust rulers.
Yes,
and
yes.
He sacrificed his life.
Yeah, the main point regarding Khilafah of Amir al-Mu'minin is this, that his Khilafah was based on justice.
Justice, that's right.
That's why he is the Imam of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Then Imam Hussein also, alayhi salatu wassalam, was really after this establishment of justice in the society.
That's right.
The reason, theologically talking, the reason that Imam Hussein resisted against Yazid was because of justice. According to the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam, justice must be fulfilled in the Islamic society. So that's why, since Imam Hussein saw that there is no sign of justice in this system of rulings,
that's right.
That's why he did not accept and tried to resist against that in order to perform justice in the Islamic Ummah and
that's
society.
Right. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Shaykh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please do not forget us in the majalis that you take part in the month of Muharram this year, and in your supplications and your du'as and your mourning ceremonies held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن